What a crazy news cycle. Can't wait to get into it with you, JT. So we will get into, obviously, this is all about the war. And, you know, I'm going to skip straight to the end. The draft is back, basically. The U.S. government will officially start draft subjecting all American men aged 18 to 26 automatically to the Selective Service System. So you will be registered for the draft, whether you want to be, or, you know, you're like a draft resistance or not, all automatic starting this December. So that sort of tells you where we are. It's a whole new world. I'm 62 years old. You know, I haven't seen a draft since the Vietnam War.
I'm getting cynical is not the word for it. I guess I'm getting more brutal in my take. There's, look, only 2% of the U.S. I'm sorry. Please finish first. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. Go ahead. I'm like, please finish your thought.
Only like 2% of the U.S. country is in the military. If you asked me this when I was 20, I'd be like, hey, that's outrageous. Why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. But truth of the matter is there needs to be some tether between us going to war and the public feeling some kind of way about the fact that the U.S. is going to war, as opposed to this kind of, yeah, we're murdering people abroad, but okay, I have to play Xbox and I need to have sex with my mistress. Okay, like, there needs to be something where the country is outraged over it. Not just, oh, we don't like this, but, oh my God, you're sending my child into a war zone where they could die? And that goes
my child, not someone else's child.
My child.
That I actually care about. My own tax deduction.
Yeah, I care about my kid. I've raised that kid. And now you are grabbing him, snatching him, and sending him to a war of aggression that I'm not on board for. It's not like the enemy is at the gates, right? It's not like the barbarians that are trying to break down the gates of America and trying to kill America. That's not where we are. It's America saying, hey, let's go into foreign wars abroad to kill a lot of people for unclear reasons and for objectives that are impossible to accomplish. And I need to send your kid into that war zone. Now, if you do that to a large part of the population where the population is unclear of whether or not their kid is going to go, does it make you more or less against what is taking place? And does it get people out of their seats and go and protest, hell, beating down the gates of the White House saying, this is a no? It's not that I like it, but damn, man, there needs to be something needs to change.
It's an extremely valid argument. I mean, there's no question that, like, the look, it's so funny, right? After Vietnam, when the draft was ended, I believe the draft was ended in 1973 when I was 10 years old. I remember watching the war every single day with my mom at every, I think it was Sunday evening, right before All in the Family. Yeah. They would switch to the they would have the draft lottery. I remember this really vividly because this was still a period when television was in color and black and white, depending on the budget of the show. And so All in the Family was a color show. But anyway, you'd come in after some game show at 7:30, and then at 8 o'clock, I think it was Sunday night, if memory serves, and you can find on YouTube these reels of these guys doing it. Suddenly it's black, it's a black and white, and these guys with skinny ties, skinny lapels, and there's a big tumbler. And then there's like, the following is a drawing of the Selective Service System. It's like, we are now drawing to this, you know, this month's numbers. And so they had 365 or 366 vials, like when they draw the lottery. And then they would pull it out, and then they'd open up the piece of paper, and they'd be like, you know, number 14, if you were born January 14th, 1956, you must report to your Selective Service office within the next 30 days. And they would like pull how many they needed. And I remember just asking my mom, like, am I going to have to, how long has this war been going on? And she said, since before you were born, because she's French. So for her, that was true. It had been going.
Interesting.
Right. And so she said, long before, she said, since I was a child, which was true. And I said, well, then, am I going to have to go? And she said, yes, you'll have to go. And she, years later, after the war was over, she told me, like, oh, I would have sent you to Canada. I'm like, bullshit. You never, that's not what you said at the time. You terrified me. I'm 12 years old. And I thought I was going to have to go and kill and die for no reason for this stupid fucking unpopular war. So now, the draft went away. Jimmy Carter, asshole, restored draft registration to try to look like a, you know, like all Democrats, like, look at me, I'm like going to out Republican the Republicans. Yeah. He restored draft registration in the Cold War. And ever since then, and by the way, it's a serious thing. When I was in college, one of my classmates refused to register for the draft. And they sent him to federal prison for 5 years for a refusal. Yeah. I didn't register. I just sort of didn't register. And two FBI dudes with skinny ties and skinny lapels showed up at my mom's house. My mom was like, you can arrest me. I'm not telling you where my son is. It also made me think, God, I mean, I went to college. How hard would it have been to just find out, go to my high school and say, hey, where did Ted Rall go to college? He went to Columbia. Okay, bye. But I guess they were too stupid to just do that. Anyway, I did. They told me I would lose my financial aid if I didn't register. The point is, that's been the law. The military went in kicking and screaming into draft registration. They did, I mean, into volunteer army. They didn't want it. And Right. It's turned out to be the best thing in the world for the reason, Jamal, that you just articulated. No one gives a shit now when someone else's kid goes, because in the back of their mind, and this is me, me included, I'm guilty. It's like, well, you fucking volunteered, right?
You chose.
You could have gotten people who say like, oh, I was too poor. I was from the Rust Belt. There was no work. I'm from the Rust Belt. I was poor. I missed meals. I had my own social worker who wondered why I weighed less this year than last year. It's like get a job at McDonald's. It pays the same. I mean, it's like, it's not. So people literally think, fuck those people. And therefore no one cares. If there's a draft, everyone's going to be forced to care. I mean, of course I would. It's also slavery. It's horrible. Yes. I'm totally against it. I mean, it's the worst slavery because there's a high chance of being killed.
And a high chance that you may be killing somebody else.
Yeah, very high chance. And you can come back. And there's a high chance you'll come back, mentally and or physically damaged, never to be the same again. So, I mean, I have strong opinions about this. But I was shocked when I read this news this morning. And I am also, you and I both know, nothing much will come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, I had an argument with this guy once. I was like a teenager. And it was an older guy who had been in either the Second World War or either the Korean War. I forget which war he was in. And he was like, hey, man, there should be an open draft. And I remember getting to this back and forth with him, like, you're out of your mind. Mm-hmm. You're trying to send me to a war zone and I don't want to go? I think you're out of your mind. And as I got older and I've seen the U.S. go into war after war after war after war, it's very possible that his thought was, look, if we want to have a restraint where we get the public involved, where the public actually cares, then the public needs to have skin in the game. And yeah, there's a, indirect skin in the game in the sense of, okay, well, we're $37 trillion in debt, or the money that's used for the empire or that should be used internally is being used in regards to wars. That's true, but that doesn't seem to be the thing that's biting into the public. The public still seems to look at it as a president can have his wars. The president's a men, right? Because 2% of 300 some million are the ones that are involved in the military. And so, as you point out, we just look at it as they're doing something while we do our own thing here, as if these things are completely disconnected from one another. I'm trying to say they're not, nor should they be.
No, I mean, so, yeah, it's, I mean, look, obviously what would I would like is for this country to become less war-y.
Yes.